16 coming into the game all year. So we did not do a very good job in that area.
So that makes it 4-3. Justin Woods, who's got that tremendous story of coming back after cancer and everything, and he gets two goals on the game. We'll talk about a second goal in a bit, but a big goal by Max Vallis, his second of the game. What a nice play by Mike Neville to make it a two-goal game again before the end of the second period.
Controlled now by Matt Roy, who's got a goal here tonight. Headman pass up for Neville. Neville's in again, but he drops it for Vallis. He'll shoot, score!
Matt Roy also gets an assist on that goal, and a great what appeared to be a no-look pass, but it wasn't. Neville back to Vallis on that play.
Yeah, and this is the one I was talking about earlier. Yeah, I got confused. Yeah. I was so excited about this goal. It's a good play, and we need to see more plays like that. Last few games, you've really seen some of the chemistry our guys are starting to get now and some of the plays they're starting to make and the puck moving, and that's very encouraging. Now we just have to get better defensively, but offensively, we keep talking about if we can get everybody going, all our lines going, and everybody's seems like every line scoring now except for that Baltus, Lucchini, Gillies / Jackson line, and who's ever on that line. We got to get them going, but right now we're scoring some goals, and I talked about Max earlier. He just likes to shoot and he likes to score.
Nice goal there. Justin Woods then makes it a one-goal game again.
Woods now with control. Slides it over. Massaro for Woods. Shot. This one knuckled. Watch out. Shot there, and trying to get back was Phillips. And he looked like he might have been interfered with or just ran into somebody. Here's a shot. Scores! Woods with the goal and makes it a one-goal game again. Their third power play goal of the evening.
Wanted to ask you, Coach, do you think if Jamie hadn't lost his stick, that would have been a better chance of him making that save?
I think so, yeah. I think if you ask any goalie, it's not only using it to make a save, but just for balance. Mm-hmm. And to start the period, we had two power plays ourselves. So, when we hit the post, Alex Batan mm-hmm. hit the post. We had some opportunities to put a larger gap between us. It's 5-3, that two-goal lead going in the third. I thought we came out and played well. Third period overall is our best period on Friday. We out-attempted them, out-chanced them. I think the attempts were 25, 35 to 10. Chances were, I don't know, something like 12 to 3. We had a good period, but it seems like everything they touched went in, and we had to really work to get the one goal we did later on in the game. We just couldn't score. So Reed Sturles on the same penalty had a 2-on-1 with Mike Neville, goes in, gets a really good scoring chance. So, we had an opportunity to make it 6-3, and I think that would have been good. But again, a little bit of a breakdown on the PK. We got running around in our zone, went out to the point. We had three guys sort of in the slot area. None of them went out to challenge them. They were confused on who should go out to challenge them. We should never be confused like that. It should always be whoever the closest man, you got to go ahead and take that time and space away. And we just let him shoot the puck and wind up screening Jamie, the three players in the slot.
And then they tie it up on a second goal of the game by Erickson.
Here's a chance for the Nanooks right in at the doorstep there. And it got away. The Huskies trying to clear, can't do it. In behind the net, center pass, shot, scores! It went through Jamie Phillips, and we have a tie hockey game with 4:43 remaining here in the third period.
So at that point, everybody's going, uh-oh, what's going to happen now? What happened on that play, Coach?
Well, first of all, the whole momentum of the game had changed. Anytime you let a team score a goal, it gives them a spark. And, when they got that couple goals earlier in the period, the momentum had, really changed. And obviously that fifth goal, we as you mentioned, we couldn't clear it. They dump it around. It hits the referee.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hit the referee, bounces right to one of their guys, and they feed it to the slot, and the guy's all alone. And because we are anticipating, when you watch a video, the puck's going around hard. So we're all, which you do. We talked about anticipation, not reacting, but anticipating a lot. And we're all trying to get in position to where this puck's coming, and it hits the referee. And it's just an unfortunate bounce. But the way the game was going, we had to overcome a lot in this game, and that's what I think most impresses me about the win is we continue to play. It would have been easy a few times, just like it was for them, just to say, hey, it's not our night. Things just aren't going our way. Maybe they did early, but they're not anymore, and to get negative and just, get discouraged. But I thought our bench did a good job and our players did a good job hanging in there. But that was a tough goal to give up. I think Jamie saw it all the way, just went right through him, right through a stick, and it was a good hard shot. But I'm sure he'd like to have that one back.
That made it 5-5. So will we go to overtime? We would not. Joel Lesperance, the hero of the night.
The Huskies forced to turnover, and bringing it up now is Lesperance trying to go wide. Lesperance in front. Hit off of the play was Gould. And Krieger gets it up to center ice. Bouncing puck at the Nanook blue line. Turned over. Here come the Huskies. Here comes Stevens. Shot. Rebound. Lesperance whacked that right off of the right post and in the net. He shot that as hard as he could right in on the goalie.
Well, he did, and he had a lot more room than that, too. He didn't have to go off the post and in. I don't know if he called it, but as excited as you were on the call, Dirk, we were on the bench, too. I mean, it was more of a relief, you know, than anything, because it had been a hard-fought back and forth, twist turns, you know, in the game, and for Joel to score that goal. And he's been one of the guys who's been very positive. That's one thing he's really gotten better at this year. He's hard on himself. He's a stubborn Finlander, him and Heinonen, you know, they get pretty upset, you know, and not at anything just other than maybe themselves and their play and, you know, should that. So we try to get Joel to rechannel that energy. It is energy, and to make it positive. And because of that, we talk about, you know, if you're not ready, if you're still down and grumpy, and all of a sudden you get a and you're not ready for it, and Joel's gotten so much better. I'm so impressed with his development and his maturity as a hockey player. And you know, bad turnover by them. I mean, we had some in the game too. So, but you have to understand the situation in the game. And I'm sure Coach Ferguson would talk to their player about that. Hey, you know, you just got to get that up the ice. You know, they've got all the momentum, and to turn the puck over there at their defensive blue line. And Dylan did a good job. Dylan went in, and here's another key. He takes a good shot, and the shot is on the net. It's not over the net. It's not wide. It's a shot that we get a good rebound off, and we finish. And so you know, the goal is important, but even before that, you know, you have to make sure you get that shot on goal. That's why we talk a lot about making sure we make the goalie have to stop the puck instead of, you know, over the net or wide or whatever. I mean, you're trying to do that. Sometimes you shoot wide on purpose because of a shooting lane or whatnot or defenseman, but in a situation like that, a big shot, big time shot, good rebound, huge goal.
Yeah, you don't put it up by his glove where he can just
exactly
hold on.
It's down
it.
In his feet. He's got to get his pads on it, yeah. And it's hard to control. And we saw that against Bemidji last weekend with Jamie. You know, guy comes down, just takes a good hard slap shot, and you know, rebounds right there. So, but good for Joel and good for our team. And I don't want to say we deserve to win, but I liked how we continued to play in battle.
Joel said that he actually called for the puck when he saw that Stamen had it, but realized that it was the better idea to shoot it on net and see what happens on that
play. Well, we talk a lot about just shooting the puck. Too many times we're overpassing the puck in good shooting areas, scoring areas. And I think that was it's the right thing to do. But, I don't know if Dylan could have made the play right over to Joel or not. The defender was there, and that's why Dylan shot it. The guy gave him the lane to shoot the puck at the net. So, and good for Dylan Stamen.
Great play, great goal, and it felt like an overtime win for the Huskies. 45-30, the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. As you said, Coach, a good third period, 16-6 were the shots.
16-6, yeah, and we played well in the third period, even though we gave up a couple of goals. I thought that might have been our best period, but we dominated play more than we had in the first two.
All right, well, take a look at the game two. Game two on Saturday night, it was Michigan Tech taking on Alaska, trying to get another 2 points in the WCHA standings. We'll talk about that right after this on The Mel Pearson Show.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub in Houghton has brought breakfast to a new level every weekend, serving a one-of-a-kind buffet along with a fabulous a la carte menu. Buffet includes scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes, French toast casserole, biscuits, sausage and grits, and seasoned potatoes for only $8.95. Featured items on the menu are fried chicken and waffles, bagels and lox, Florentine omelet, biscuits and gravy, along with other traditional breakfast selections. Served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 till 1. Taste something great for breakfast at the library.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stohoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice cold Coke Zero. Available at your local